Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up a message of truth. We also encourage you to watch our TV program that airs right after this program, 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give a look. We have an extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. Please give it a look. We also encourage you to come to our worship services, and they will be given at the end of this broadcast. We also want to give you a special invitation to come to our fall gospel meeting that begins on the 20th of September through the 25th, with meeting each night Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. with Brother Heath Rogers, who's from Beaver Creek, Ohio. He'll be preaching the gospel every night, beginning on Sunday at our regular services times on September the 20th through that whole week through September 25th. We cordially invite you to any or all of those services. We will always be glad to see you. We are looking at an overview of the Bible. We are in the New Testament and we are in the second to last book. We are in the book of Jude. Jude is a short book, about 25 verses. I'm going to read the text since it is short and then going to give you the overview of how it is laid out, and then make some closing comments. We begin with verse 1. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Christ Jesus, mercy, peace, and love to be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord and God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, yet are set forth an example of suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and have run greedily in the error of Balaam, for the prophet, and perish in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feast. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water, carried about by winds, laid on them trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. Raging waves of sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment to all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the truth, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, with their mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain an advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last days who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause division, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto eternal life. On some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who is alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Now, in this short letter, the main theme is a description of false teachers. In verses 1 through 4, we have the purpose of Jude. What is the purpose of Jude? In verse 3, we see the purpose of the theme of this short book. And that is that we be very diligent to strive for the common salvation. What about that common salvation? Well, Jude exhorts them to contend earnestly for it. That means to strive after it. And why? Because it was once and all delivered to the saints. That term, once for all delivered to the saints, simply means one time for all time. The gospel of Jesus Christ was given one time. It will not be given again. There are no remedies. There are no additions. There's no amendments. There's no changes. This was once delivered to the saints for their profit and for their exhortation that they might live according to his teaching. In verse number 4, they were warned that men have crept in who are ungodly men, who turn the grace of God into lewdness. How? By denying the only Lord and God and our Lord Jesus Christ. By their actions, they deny God and they deny his Son. But this should come as no surprise. Beginning in verse 5 through 16, we have descriptions of false teachers. And in verse 5 through 7, they show past judgment of men who were false. He uses as an example in verse 5, those in Egypt. God saved his people out of Egypt, but yet afterwards they were destroyed in the divided kingdom because they went after false gods and went into spiritual adultery. And then in verse number 6, he talks about the judgment of angels who left their proper domain, who has been reserved in everlasting chains until darkness, until the judgment of the great day. Why? Because they disobeyed God. And yet, they have no mean of repentance because they were in the presence of God and they left that domain by doing things contrary to his will. Then he has reserved in everlasting chains unto utter darkness until the day of judgment. We also see as an example Sodom and Gomorrah. And he talked about them giving themselves over to strange flesh, which was sexual immorality, which we know is the subject of homosexuality. And they were used as an example of ungodly conduct that God would not tolerate. And he demonstrated his hatred for sexual immorality of all type by destroying them with fire, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plains. And then he likens these, beginning in verse 8, to the present characteristics of false teachers today. What kind of false teachers, what are they today? They're dreamers. They reject authority. They deny God. They deny his word. And they speak evil of things that they do not know. Why? Because they walk contrary to God's will. They have their own agenda. They have their own understanding, and they're trying to teach their way above God's way. And then verse 11 says that they've gone the way of Cain. Cain tried to offer a substitute sacrifice to suit himself instead of suiting God. And they have run greedily at the error of Balaam. Balaam tried to give a false prophecy to the king Balak in order to gain a profit for himself, and later he would be killed by the people of God in the battle of the Moabites. And he also mentions the example of Korah, who wanted to take some of the responsibility away from Moses and Aaron, thought that he and some of the other priests had just as much right to have the authority that they had, and because of that, in Numbers chapter 16, they are destroyed when the earth opened up and then closed over them, and that's the rebellion of Korah. Well, God likens those characteristics of these men and these situations to those false teachers of our day who walk contrary to God's will and have the same attitude and have the same character that these men and examples of old had. And beginning in verse 8 through 13, he continues showing that these false teachers have characters or clouds without water, carried about by winds, laid on in trees without fruit, twice dead, being pulled up. He talks about raging waves of sea foaming and the blackness of darkness. All of these are examples of things that have no profit. They're empty. They have no value. Why? Because they're empty. Because they're useless. Why? Because they're contrary to God's word. The false teacher is going to lead you in a way that's going to destroy you. Why? Because it's against God's will. It's against his words. And they have empty meaning and they have empty words because they have no authority behind them. and they should not be listened to. They should not be accepted. And we are told in verse 15 that God, to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. And so what we see is that God is not going to tolerate their ungodliness. And in verse 17 through 23, we have the defense against false teachers. What are these false teachers? What characters do they have? They're grumblers. They're complainers. They walk according to their own lust. They speak great swelling words. They flatter to get an advantage over people. And remember that the apostles warned us in books like 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, and also in 2 Peter chapter 3, that mockers would come in the last days, that they would walk according to their own lust, that they would do things according to their own desires. This should not surprise us. We were warned by Peter in 2 Peter 3, and we were warned by Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4, that these mockers would come, that would try to destroy the truth of God and try to lead people into error. Now, what kind of people are these? These are people who walk according to their own ungodly lust. They're sensual people. They cause division. They don't walk according to the Spirit. They don't follow the truth. They don't teach the truth. They walk in things contrary to that which had been revealed. And they are told in verse 20, but you, beloved, build yourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. We need to build ourselves up with the faith that we mentioned in verse number 3, and we need to contend earnestly for that. And in verse 22 and 23, he says, on some, we need to make a distinction. On some, we need to have compassion, trying to pull them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by flesh. You see, some false teachers can be saved if we can get them away from the false teaching, if we can point them to the truth and point them to the correct understanding of God's word, we can save them in the day of judgment. But again, some we're going to have to let alone because they will not change. They are divisive. They are trying to lead God's people into error. And when we see that their rebellion is concerned that they're going to just go in that direction, they're not going to repent, we need to shake the dust off our feet and move on. Now at the end of this letter, he commends them to God, who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and the exceeding joy of his presence. To the God and our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. At the end of this short letter, he commends them to God, who is able to keep them from stumbling if they will follow his instruction, if they will follow his teaching, and if they will reject the false teacher and his precarious ways to lead men into error and doing things that are contrary to God. Just like in the days of the writers in the book of Jude, these false teachers and their characters still exist today. Men who speak great swelling words that are just according to their teaching, their understanding, and their doctrine. They stand opposed to God. They stand opposed to his teaching. And what they seek to do is destroy God's people by leading them into error. This short book was written for us to protect ourselves against the false teacher. How do we protect ourselves? We know the book. We follow the book. We apply it to our lives. And we do not allow others to lead us in a direction that's contrary to the things revealed in that book. Please read Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9. Paul warned the churches of Galatia of the same danger of those who pervert the gospel of Christ. Those kind of men and those kind of people are still around today, and we must band together by holding to the truth of God's word. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord.